Psalm number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Mary, you want to stand and pray for me before I preach? Yes. Yes, do it. Do it, Lord. Yes. Calling our attention especially to verse 3, and he shall be like a tree. Doesn't say that he shall be a tree, but be like one. I don't know what you think of when you think of a tree, but I generally think of that's strong. And I'm glad the Lord has the grace and the help to enable us to be strong in this hour. And he shall be like a tree, not a stalk or a vine or something that'll give way, but that's strong. In Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter and verse 8, Moses was admonishing the people there. He said, therefore shall you keep all the commandments that you may be strong. So as we keep God's commandments today, it enables us to be strong. And there's no place for weakness in this hour. We can't make it just in our own strength, in our own efforts, but God can help us. And in 1 Corinthians 16th chapter, verse 13, he said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Or in the Amplified Version, it's be men, or like men, act like men, and be courageous. So I guess we don't think of a tree being courageous, but in the area of it being strong, and the Lord wants us to be strong. You know, it's no way we can help somebody else along the way if we're just barely making it ourselves. And God can help us so that we can be a blessing and help to somebody else. Sometimes we need help physically, sometimes mentally, sometimes spiritually. I'm glad the Lord sent Troy along to help me. There were times I was thinking about when I was weed trimming along the ditch, you know, and he came by and I waved, he waved, he went on. But when he looked in his rear view mirror, I was laying flat on my back in the yard. He just drove off and left me. No, he didn't. He backed up and got a hold of me, strong enough to pull me up. He said, let me take this weed trimmer and finish this up for you. So I'll know what to do next time I need something done. Catch him coming home from work. God, help us to be strong. There's something, excuse me, about endurance. You know, there's something about the old tree that endures. The storms come, the winds blow, and many times, I know sometimes trees break off. We live down on the end of the High Line, and if it thunders, you know, our electric's out. But anyway, but the storms come and the trees have the ability to just bend over with the storm and with the wind, and when it's all over, straighten back up. And that's the way with the storms of life. But God has grace. By God's grace, we're able to stand the storm. And I've looked on individuals and maybe thought, my, I could never endure what they endure, the sickness, the bereavement, various things that they went through. But it was God's grace and God's help that endured them. Then I think sometimes of the beauty of the tree. I know there's some that's ugly and ought to be cut down, done away with, but there's something beautiful about the tree. And I think of the way of holiness tonight shall be like a tree, beautiful tree. There's something beautiful about the way of holiness. I don't know anything about the way of holiness that isn't beautiful. People think, well, there's a lot of things that you just can't do. You know, when you're in the hospital, they're always asking you all kinds of questions, you know, this, that, something else. And I know my brother, they was asking him, said, you know, the questions, and are you suicidal? And he said, no, I'm Presbyterian. Well, this woman was asking me, you know, the questions, and I said, no, I never drank, never smoked, and I think I stopped right there at that point. And she said, you sure have lived a drab life. Well, not really. Thank the Lord for the beauty of holiness. It's beautiful the way, in any way that we want to live. And the scripture said, and he shall be like a tree that's planted. That tree that's planted is placed in a strategic place. Now, sometimes an old tree grow up right along the house, and if you don't do something about it, growing up and rub on the siding and rub on the shingles, and it's a nuisance, or maybe in some other area in the yard, you wouldn't want it there. But it's planted, a tree that's planted. God has placed us in the position that he wants us. Sometimes we, oh Lord, I don't know why you put me in this position. I don't know why you want me here. But we can just rest assured that he has planted us there and for a reason. It's not accidental or anything of that nature. And there's something about the tree, it don't change its position. You don't have to look out and say, well, I wonder if it'll be moved around to the back today or some other, but it'll be there firm. Never change its position except to grow and to be useful, be a blessing. A tree planted like a tree, that's dependable. I'm thankful for those that are dependable. I'm sure Brother Ziegler is thankful for those of you that are dependable. He can depend on you. I remember, well, we're talking about a fruit tree here, and he shall be like a tree that brings his fruit, you know. I remember years ago out in Kansas where I pastored, and it was a change of time. And the clock was right back here on the front wall, and there was a bench across there to sit in. I'd climbed up in the bench that Sunday morning, adjusted the clock, set it to either daylight saving or the other way. And the old grandpa of the church, he came in. He said, "I guess you know, you're just going along with the communist." Well, I didn't know that I was, and I didn't figure it made them a snap of the finger difference whether I ate dinner at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. I didn't figure it made any difference. I think he was a crab tree. He said, in regard to sanctification, he said never had met anybody that was sanctified. Well, that was kind of disappointing. But he had a precious wife. He had a saint for a wife, and she'd put up with him for all those years. I remember out whenever they was trying to start the combine, his oldest son was pulling the belt, get started. He made some mention about going on beyond this life. He said, "Guess I'll go and I'll be smelling the roses." His son said, "Smelling the roses?" And then that's all it was said. Well, I'm glad we haven't had too many crab trees or sour grapes along the way, but most folk bear good fruit. Well, that tree that's dependable, no compromise, same position, standing true, standing firm, standing alone sometimes if you have to, because you're a tree of the Lord. Then he said, you know, planted by rivers of water. It's something to have a supply in the time of drought, time of heat, time when other individuals are caving in, giving up, and not being able. Their testimony maybe wouldn't amount to very much, but the individual that planted by the rivers of water, that's got a spiritual root system that goes down and that reaches out. I don't know how far they go out in regular trees. I've heard, however, before they go up, they will go out or down. I don't know about that, but I know there is something to be said about the root system. And thank God for the rivers of water that just keeps flowing and helps us. Then it said he bringeth forth his fruit in his season, bringeth forth fruit. I like fruit trees. I think you do too. They have to have some maintenance, be sprayed and taken care of. But bringeth forth fruit in his season. Sometimes the devil jumps on us and say, "Well, it don't looks like you're not getting anything done. Don't look like you're bearing any fruit." Try to put us down and discourage us. But it might be that we're just out of season at that particular time. And whenever the right season, our season that the Lord has ordained, comes to pass, we'll be able to bear that fruit, produce on time. You know, there's a difference even in the fruit, in maturity, and in a perfect fruit. You know, they asked the keeper to choose one, and he reached up and took off that green apple, and he said, "This is perfect in its time, the way it's supposed to be at this particular time. It's not mature. It wasn't time for maturity." So the Lord knows all about that. Said his leaf also shall not wither. That's his testimony. A leaf that doesn't wither. You remember Jesus seeing the fig tree having leaves, and he thought that it would have something on it. He was hungry, and that's why he went over there. Now, it always was kind of confusing to me, because one of the gospel said the time of figs was not yet. But having the leaves was indicating that it did have the buds edible buds on the tree, and Jesus went to find that, and it wasn't there. Then he said, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Brother Ken mentioned before in the song service, God is faithful, and he'll help us. We may not have the ability, but with his blessing and walking in the light and walking with him, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Sometimes we're discouraged and we don't understand why it turns out the way that it does, why the individual doesn't get saved when we think that he ought to. The individual doesn't get healed the way, but nevertheless, God's word is faithful, his word is true, and he'll bless and take us through. Let's stand.